Okay, so we gonna have, next we gonna have Toriano Clinton.
Good afternoon, everybody. All right, Toriano, you said what? Sound good? Good. All right, cool. All right, good evening, everyone. It's truly an honor to stand here today and talk about a man who had a tremendous impact on my life. And we all know him as Coach Michael E. Maiden. I had the privilege of playing baseball at Chicago Vocational High School from 91 to 95. And then played with Coach Maiden with American Legion ball from 92 to 95. I was an outfielder, and I was a kid growing up on the south side of Chicago, you know, just trying to find my way. And people sometimes ask me how I managed to stay out of trouble during those times coming up on the south side. And I always give them the same answers. Two things kept me out of trouble. Girls, because I was always grinning in one of their faces, right? And baseball, right? Because a lot of times when I was out of town on some kind of tournament or at some kind of game, things were happening in the neighborhood that I wasn't a part of because I wasn't there. So thankfully, baseball, you know, won out most of the time. Playing for Coach Maiden introduced me to a level of competition that was far beyond anything I had ever experienced before. Suddenly, I was sharing the field with some of the most talented players in the country, future major league prospects like Kevin Cole, Rod Walker, Xavier Burns. And some of those guys who had actually made it to the show. It raised my game, it elevated my game because Coach expected only one thing from us, and that was to play as hard as we could and be the best we could. My favorite memories came, and Corey kind of touched on it, right? Some of my favorite memories came during high school seasons when I got to play against the same guys I had been teammates with all summer long, right? We battled hard. But those games only strengthened our friendships and some which have lasted over 30 years. What I appreciate the most is the opportunity I had to play alongside such diverse, talented, and unforgettable group of young men. People like Israel Pito Figueroa, right? And anybody who was crazy in itself. And, you know, then there was the Eddie Yurkos, the Ray Cullors, the, you know, Leonard Waters. Then there was a day, you can remember things that happened like the day that Shaka, who's not here today, him and I decided to be grown and try chewing tobacco before one of the games. And it was hot that day, and luckily for me, I had enough sense to spit mine out. But Shaka, well, let's just say about 2 innings later, he was throwing up all over second base, right? I never forget hearing the first time I ever heard Coach say, "Let's go to breakfast." And I was like, "What the hell is breakfast?" Right? But he meant breakfast for those that don't know, right? And I laughed like I couldn't control my laughter. And who could forget that time? And I was just talking in the back about it. And I think we was in Springfield. And after a tournament loss, you know what I'm saying, somebody managed to acquire some alcoholic beverages, right? And the party started in one of the rooms. And we was having a good time until Coach walked through the door. And let's just say that party ended immediately, right? And Coach, I wanted to let you know something. I still remember that phone call that you called me with the next day after that. And even to this day, all these years later, I still feel like I let you down some kind of way. And I think I had a half a beer, right? That conversation stayed with me, and that's because I respect you so much then, I respect you so much now. Looking back now, I realized that while we thought we were just kids playing baseball, Coach Maiden was doing something bigger. He was teaching us discipline. He was exposing us to different cultures and people. He was teaching us accountability and building long-lasting friendships. And most importantly, he was giving us the opportunity that most kids in our neighborhoods didn't have. We thought we were learning how to play baseball, but Coach was teaching us how to become men. And as I look around this room and I see the husbands, the fathers, the grandfathers, business owners, coaches, mentors, and leaders that we've all become, I say, Coach, you did one hell of a job, sir. So, on behalf of all the young men who had the privilege to wear your uniform, ride that raggedy yellow school bus, hearing your speeches and representing your program, thank you for believing in us when we didn't fully believe in ourselves. Thank you for all your sacrifices. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your discipline. And thank you for changing the lives through the game we all love. Coach, you have a legacy that you've built, and we all appreciate you. We love you, Coach. Thanks.
Josh Locke.